Christ put a smile in his face.
Hey guys, I'm kind of excited today. Not only because this is our, you know, third installment of Off Your Face, but we have a special guest.
Yeah, we do. Yes, Ruben is in the house.
Ruben's in the house.
It's a little bit different because my man Sim over here took the lead on this, and I thought you were going to come in with like some power. You're going to be bang. Instead, you're like,
later.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
You're all soapy today.
It's like, it's, you know, two against one, so I have to be smooth. Like, the colors in the building.
Okay, we better explain what that means.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we ask Ruben himself? Ruben.
Yeah. What's up, Ruby?
What's up, guys? How are you going? It's good to be here. It's my first time doing a podcast, actually. I've never done this before.
Well, we're excited to have you. Because this is really cool. We always boast that we're the United Nations of podcasts.
And now we're like, you know, we're getting up there with our countries.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got an American, an Australian. Ruben, where are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe. And for those of you who don't know, that's in Africa.
Education.
There we go.
Educate these bitches.
Free geography lesson. I like
it. There we go.
Tell us why you're in China, man. We thought we'd like, you know, get into a little bit about yourself before we start the regular show.
Okay, you want me to start from where I was before China? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, actually, I went to school in Chicago, and then I was in Houston for like 2 years. Yeah, Chinatown. Yeah.
Damn, man, you're really like United Nations. Like, you just brought the cred up.
Yeah, well,
actually, before that, I was in Hong Kong. But yeah. But anyway, after 2 years teaching in Houston, then I came to China to teach.
You just got money, don't you?
I'm not complaining. No, it's kind of crazy. He like was in Chicago, which is like one of like the worst cities
in America. Can they call it that?
Exactly. Yeah. To Houston, which is not that great either. No offense to H-Town, but
So in other words, you've been running bullets your whole life.
I've been dodging bullets, that's for sure.
And running from them too, but we won't.
Now, I want to talk about like Zimbabwe, because you kind of educated me about that. When I thought of like Zimbabwe, I didn't really think, like, I thought hot, desert, not really a place you want to get stuck. Like, people want to leave Zimbabwe. Fair skin bro like me, he's out. Right. You know, I got my SPF 40, that's not enough. I'm gone, you know.
I know what you mean.
I need SPF 500.
Right. No, because a lot of people don't realize this. And even I didn't realize it until I left Zimbabwe. Like, China, America, all the places I've been are always hotter and colder than my country. We have the perfect weather.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I can so tell that you're from like Zimbabwe because you always go, my country. Yeah. You don't just say like home or where I'm from. No, my country.
My country. Yes. Well, it belongs to me. No, actually, you know, my last name, Sanyika, it actually means owner of the land. So it is my country.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you say your last name because you know what? From today, I couldn't pronounce your last name.
That's okay.
I was saying Sanya though.
How do you say it again?
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Wait, how do you say it again? Say it again.
Sanyika.
Sanyika.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. See, yours has like this cool, powerful name.
Right.
Mine was changed because my parents were sick of being called Wogs at school. Oh. So we just shortened it to Peters. That means nothing.
Peters.
The closest thing it is, there's an ice cream brand called Peters. I can't lay claim to that. Wish I could. You know, that's all my name means. It has no meaning whatsoever.
Oh man, did you get your names before that company? Because maybe you can sue them or like demand some shares.
Nah, they've been around for a while. They're going to sue me for bringing it down.
Trust me, coming from a last name Campbell's, we already tried it.
Right.
That's
true.
It did not work. We tried suing them.
Like, you know,
you have black workers in your kitchen. Shoot, they're probably one of our ancestors.
Right.
But yeah. So,
multinational hate. Love it.
So, since we have Ruben here, he's from Zimbabwe, and you know, Jordan's from Australia, I'm from America. We should swap our little cultural words.
We're going to do some word swap like we always do. Try and find out a little bit more about the other person's culture. We start with the Ebonics, move on to mine, and then I'm looking forward to hearing yours because you just taught us one word, but you got a second one. But we'll hold on to that for a minute.
Actually, let's go. Let's have the guest of honor go first.
Breaking format, damn. All right, guys.
Go ahead.
All right. So, like, what we have, because in my country, we have a mixture of English and our native language, which is Shona. So sometimes we mix them. So I'm going to give you one of those, which is kind of like going on right now. Like, you say to somebody, Urundi pins are busy. So you can hear the word busy at the end. That's actually English.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part is like our language and the last part
I'm glad that you defined that there is English in it because I thought I was having a stroke.
Right.
I understand a little and my arm is tingling.
Right. So Urundipins are busy. Yeah.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Urundipins are busy.
And what does it mean?
So it's like, okay, direct translation is like, Kundipinza is like, you're putting me into, you know?
Yeah. Ah, okay. Yes. So you're making things too hard for me.
Exactly. Okay.
That's cool,
that's
man.
Exactly what it is.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Say one more time.
Urundipinza busy.
I like that.
Is it got like a R at the front or a K?
Yeah, it's like, Uri.
Okay.
Is R, yes.
Okay, I totally missed that. Yeah. All right, cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with my word next, because you've been bugging me about this word for a while.
What?
You've
which
wanted
one?
To know about it. Bogan.
Oh, bogan.
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 Now,
nice.
Bogan is an excellent term, okay? If someone is kind of like a redneck or they're very much...
Or a country bumpkin.
Yeah, country bumpkin.
Shout out to Atlanta.
You lay down. You lay down. You bogan. Or things can be bogan too. Bogan. So like someone rolls up in like a really cheap car, right?
Right.
That they have hotted up. They spent like 50 grand on this 20 grand car.
Right.
So already it's like you're never going to get that money back. That's right. Bogan.
Yeah.
You're a bogan.
Wow.
All right. Playing your music loud, having a mullet, wearing a singlet, drinking beer all the time. You're a bogan.
So what? So Kate's a bogan.
Yeah, Kate's totally a bogan. Kate, our guest from last week.
Wow. And actually our guest from last week is here as well. She just flipped me off.
I'm really excited because she's kind of fulfilling a radio dream for me. I hope she'll be in the background. You'll hear her laughing, hopefully, if we're funny. Which will be kind of like, you know, all the big shows.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, she's just saying now. I want her to be our little background, like in the background.
I can't laugh.
Oh, she's losing her voice. That seems like a pretty convenient excuse. Be like one of those big shows in America. Like, I grew up watching those. Like, Rick Dees and stuff in the background. You always had all the producers laughing and stuff.
Right.
I want that.
That's so cool stuff.
Copyright.
Yeah, Kate, if you can sing the Rick Dees Top 40 song, your throat ain't hurt. Come on, give me a break. All right.
That was kind of like...
Thank you. Should I have snapped? Should I have snapped?
No, that's kind of... Jordan was kind of hood, though. He was like...
You ratchet.
Your voice ain't hurt. Top shit. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Okay. All right, Sim, you got one.
Right. Yeah, my word is fucking hilarious. me and my friends back in L.A., her name is Robin. We use the word called, that's rare. So.
Rare?
Yes, rare.
As in like something.
Like a rare steak. Like a rare steak.
No, but like as in it's hard to find?
No. Oh. I mean, like, it's, like, kind of trashy, like that's, like, so if a girl walks in and, like, she's, like, you know, ugly or she has an ugly dress on, be like, oh, shit, that's rare.
So it's kind of, like, rare, like, uncooked.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Thank you.
Well.
That's really cool.
That's what it means.
Okay.
Like, you're not put together well. Like, you're rare. Like, you're rare. Like, so, like, but we say it, like really high-pitched, like, and we start laughing. So, we're like, ooh, that's rare? Like, she's...
Oh, I like that, man. That's good use.
Yeah, that's
really
good. Clever. I like that, too.
So, today, it's a special episode.
Yes.
I have to stand back for this because we've got two brothers in the house.
Right.
And you wanted to do something because last week we talked about how, like, I'm now kind of unofficially black.
Honorary black.
That's way better.
Honorary. That's good.
Honorary black because I like, helped him... You do his weave or something? I don't know.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It was Ratchet City.
After I had, like, begged you and, like, freaking convince you to take one
man,
out.
Man, you're gonna wash these hands? You're gonna wash these hands? Still covered in that weave oil. What are you putting? What are you dipping that thing in?
Hot-ass mess. You guys are crazy, so...
I'm crazy.
Honorary black.
Honorary black. But and so, what's the quiz today?
The quiz is, how black are you?
I love this thing, because we've never done a quiz before. This is the first.
How black are you? It's the first time.
All right, so
ask some questions.
We need buzzers, right?
Yes.
Like, we got to be able to go, like, buzz or something like that.
Is this like a competition? Like, no, ask us first, or?
No buzzers, actually. It's just multiple choice. And,
oh, okay, cool. All right, sweet.
Like, the answers are, like, you know, pretty obvious if you have some black in you or not.
So, now, this has been unfair because Ruben is black and also he lived in America.
No, it's different, though, because he, like, I say stuff all the time. He doesn't really catch on to it either.
Because you'd be more ratchet than Ruben.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Ruben got paper.
Hey, I got paper, too.
Ruben making them stacks.
You can still be ratchet and make stacks. Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
You can be selling rock.
Stripping at the Pink Pony. Shout out to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta.
What are we doing? doing the shout outs. Who's that wood who was listening to the show?
My friend Robin. So she's going to try to be on the show too.
Awesome.
Try to make it
Robin,
happen.
Our first international guest. Hello, Robin. Who said I have a very sexy voice.
Ew.
Thank you, Robin.
Oh, snap. No, that's not fair.
To which Steph, my partner, said,
No, but I asked her, oh, what about my voice? She was just silent. I was like, okay.
That's how it is.
Rude.
That's like mom when you're like, mom, how did I do it? You did
rude.
Good.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so let's start with this first question. It's like one of my favorites. It's hilarious. All
right.
So, guys, what does bye Felicia mean?
I know this.
A, telling a friend named Felicia bye. B, turn up.
Okay.
Or C, telling a nobody that they are officially dismissed.
C.
C, what do you think, Ruben?
I'm going to go with C.
C is right.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Man, he copied me. I'm going second next time.
You guys are...
You can go second.
Hey, yeah, I will. I will.
All right.
Okay, you guys are doing well. You're doing well.
Boy in the Echo shirt. I see you.
Oh, well, that's one of my questions. All right. Okay, so you're at a seafood restaurant. What condiment do you grab first?
Oh, crap.
A, ketchup or tomato sauce in Australia.
Yeah.
B, hot sauce. Or C, cocktail sauce.
B.
B, hot sauce.
Hells yeah.
Jordan?
I don't want to go the same. And unfortunately, there's no tartar sauce, which makes me really white. Because if I get something... But if I go somewhere and there's no tartar sauce, I'm like, this place is terrible. You can't mix some mayonnaise and like stuff together. Give me a break. I'm going to piggyback. I'm going to say hot sauce too.
Yeah. Dang, you guys are 2 for 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I stole that. I was actually going to go see.
The black meter's, growing. Okay.
All right.
So, number 3. When your favorite song comes on, what do you yell out? A. A. Or B.
B.
B. Or B. Turn down for what? Or C. That's my jam.
I'm going to go with C.
C?
Absolutely.
You guys both failed. What?
Oh, it's A, isn't it?
A.
Ah, yes. It was torn between A and C.
No.
A.
I've been saying that's my jam for years. Yeah. Like, what's...
Oh, see, no. Even Kate is dancing to A.
No, so, but
is that a white
are
thing?
Some people who say that's my jam.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I do say that's my jam too,
right.
But like,
okay.
Like, if you like.
White people say that's my jam.
Yes.
Kate just said white people say that's my jam.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
See, I've been hanging out with too many white people. That's the problem. It's not my fault.
We say A. That's like, oh, shit. Like, it's about to go down. Yeah.
I see tartar sauce and I'm like, that's my jam.
Right. Alright, next question.
You got me on that one.
Have you ever worn FUBU?
Hell no.
Yeah.
No. No way.
Of course not. You know what FUBU is?
Yeah.
What does it stand
it's
for?
Pretty much, it is, I don't know what it stands for, but it's clothes and they're always baggy and they kind of look like a mixture between like a basketball shirt and somebody's like spray painted them, like silver.
Yeah.
Ruben, what does FUBU stand for? Do you know?
For you by us.
Damn! Yeah, okay.
Damn!
Are you kidding
Ruben's
me? Like,
getting it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had the FUBU shoes. I didn't have like the whole set.
I had
like,
for a minute.
Shoes. Yeah.
I had a FUBU shirt and I was embarrassed looking at pictures. I'm like, burn them.
If you asked me that 10 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, Furby, I had one of those. You know those things I talk.
Okay, so this is the last question.
Is that Furby's cousin?
We used to call a girl Furby because she looked like that. Like her eyebrows were like really bushy.
Oh.
So we called her Furby. All right. So
damn.
That is harsh.
That is messed up.
No, she didn't have a beak, but her, like her eyebrows
she pecked
were fucking
you once.
Furry.
Oh. God.
All right.
And she just kept in the back of the class saying, I want to be your friend.
Ooh. All right.
They
so
were creepy.
Next question. If Jason, you know, the guy with like the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th. Yeah.
If he was chasing you and you just happened to lose him, what do you do next? A, do you keep running and fuck your friend that fell?
Yeah.
Or B, stop to look and see if he's gone? Or C, go back to find your friend?
A.
Okay.
Can I add a D?
No.
Come on.
What's D?
Stand near a black person. They always get killed first in those movies.
No!
Don't tell me they don't. Don't tell me they don't. Please. I'd be like, Sim, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you, bro. Come stand here.
Please, if that happens to us right
right now, I'm guaranteed.
And you get, and you get stabbed, and I just deuces right. to the sky, and I'm out. No, wait, wait. A, can you repeat it? A, run away. B, turn around.
Stop and look and see if he's gone.
A. A.
Good. Oh, yeah. You guys are good. Hey, hey. Yeah. I don't care, my friend Phil. Uh-oh. Too bad, too sad. You
yeah.
Feel
nice
you
knowing you. I'll,
nice
I'll
on you.
At your funeral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah awesome. Exactly.
And, yeah.
Because if they tripped, I know that they'd be like, oh, damn. And like, yeah. But if it was the other way around, yeah. They're not stopping for me.
No. Yeah, I was like, I actually wouldn't want them to stop for me because both of us will die.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, no sense. I mean, one gotta survive. I mean, yeah. Who's gonna tell the story?
Exactly, right?
And who's gonna tell the story? That's just what you yell at as you're running. Exactly. Bye, bitch. Who's gonna tell the story?
Exactly. And who's not gonna tell it than me? I mean, sorry, Kate.
I'm a natural born storyteller. Bye.
Okay. So last question, real fast.
Okay.
So this happens a lot in China.
Right.
So what do you do if someone cuts in front of you in line? A, act like it didn't happen. B, tell them to get to the back of the fucking line. Or C, to recut them in line.
That's a good question.
I say
question.
B, man.
B? Because
you don't want to look like a bitch. Like, you want to send them back.
I'm going to say C, because that's...
Wait, hold up.
I'm going to say C.
This is for, like, all the marbles here, isn't it? Like,
actually, Ruben's, he answered more questions than you.
Oh, damn.
Right, so...
Well, then this means nothing. Thanks for bringing it to a crescendo.
No, but you got more than half right. So right. You're still honorary.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I still think it's B. Tell me to get back.
Yeah. Okay,
and?
Ruben?
C. I'm going to go with C.
Okay. This is kind of a trick question.
It is a tricky question.
Yes. It's actually either B
yeah.
or C. Or, yeah. You know, for me, I'll do fucking both.
Right.
I will tell them to get to the back of the fucking line.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to move, I will recut their asses.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You harbor a lot of resentment, don't you?
Yeah, I don't fucking play that shit. They do a lot in China. It's so fucking rude.
One time a guy cut me off and then he smiled at me. Are you serious?
Bitch, this is not okay. This is not okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
My partner, she was in line. We were about to get on the airplane to come here to China.
Right.
And this woman tried to cut her, and it was like, it's late, and she's hungry. You don't mess with her at that time. You know, blood sugar's low. She gets a little cray. It's time to stand back. I was behind her in line because I know what's good for me, right? Mm. This person comes by, and she just goes, oh, no, and coat hanger this woman. Put her arm
damn,
out so it, like, smacked her right
vicious.
In the face. And the woman, because obviously she'd been in Australia for a while. She spoke a bit of English.
Right.
You kind of have to if you're going to come visit those countries. And this woman was like, oh, I'm really sorry. And Steph just, didn't even answer. She's blanked her. I was like, whoa.
Steph is vicious.
I am a tiger, man. Let me get you a bag of chips or something.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Well, damn, Steph is vicious.
Man, next time Jason X is coming, I'm calling Steph.
Yeah. Shit, talk about the black person always dies. Please, I am not dying. If we all were attacked right now, I'm guaranteed I'm the first one dying.
Dude, I'll put on scream one, I'll put on scream two, I'll put on scream three, and we'll count, all right?
Yeah, those
do you like scary
count.
Movies? Yeah, just let me get my black friend. Like, you know that's happening. You know.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Well,
you guys are like the red shirts in Star Trek.
Please,
no. You get beaten down and you're expendable. No. Like, that's it.
White people always fall. Like, why do they always fall?
No.
Like, bitch, get the fuck up. Why are you falling?
Nah. What's even worse is they'll do, like, some stuff that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
You can feel that Jason X is in the room, right?
But is his name, like, Jason X? Is that his name?
You know, that's his... Oh, well, Jason X is the name of the movie. Sorry. I'll just call him Jason.
Well, I didn't know.
Anyway, he gets into the room. You know something's about to happen. And even the person feels the chills. Like, okay, something is wrong in here. But they're like, all right, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get naked and take a shower.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Come on, you know.
All the batteries fell out of my torch. I will bend over and get them. Yeah. Oh, it takes so long.
Yeah. Or they, like, go looking. Oh, I heard something in the bathroom or in the closet. Let me open the closet and go inside. bitch, why are you searching?
What are you
looking
for?
Why are you searching?
Come on.
I don't watch horror movies, man. I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like, when I was a kid, and that was it, man. I was done.
No, that was intense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
Spoiler
even,
alert. He wears their skin.
Gore.
Like, it's gross.
Ew, it's kind of like Jeepers Creepers.
Gore. Yeah.
I've never really watched them. Every time I watch them, they're just too much for me. Are you a horror man, Ruben?
I mean, I don't mind watching a horror movie, too. I mean, I'm okay.
Seriously?
With that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what the crazy thing was? When I was young, I used to watch like these vampire movies, and they would creep me out so bad I would have nightmares, and my mom would be like, "You need to stop watching that stuff," you know. But still, I'd love it.
I think we watched it.
Scare me, but I was still
watching. A lot of black families they don't care how old you are to watch scary movies, because
right.
I watched like similar, but it was like these dolls, and they were called, I guess the movie was called The Puppet Master.
I remember that.
And one of the fucking puppets grew up something, like the other puppets held you down, and like the porcelain face one threw up something.
Oh,
into
you gotta
mouth.
Shut up, man! This is just
it
getting
was so
me now.
Fucking scary. Yeah. That's why I hate dolls to this day.
I understand.
It's called please watch it. It's like fucking crazy.
No freaking way.
The Puppet Master is amazing. It's
I tried
funny.
To watch some like science show where they had like a dissection of an animal, and I was just like, I'm out.
Wow.
And that's real, and it's an animal, and I understand that that's a bit more intense.
Yeah.
But I remember like my dad, when I was like really young, way too young, he took me to like the premiere of Scream. All
right,
we're sitting in the theater. I'm freaking out, like totally, and I can't leave because there's everyone there. Like you can't just get up and go, ah! Like run out of the building like I really wanted to.
Right.
Wanted to. And that thing scarred me, man. That was big time.
Oh, dude,
it was so scary.
When I watched Scream, I thought I was watching a scary movie. So I thought it was gonna be like
right.
But that's
crazy.
It's called Scream. I just thought it was so obvious.
No. Oh man. I can't watch that stuff.
I'm excited to tell my China file story.
All right.
It's hilarious. Right. So we need to...
We should explain to Ruben. So every week, man, we open the China file. We talk about something that's really crazy that you've seen in this country, like, ever or recently.
Okay.
Now, we always do it with the ceremonial
gong.
China file gong. All right, Ruben, you're going to... Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, Jordan, all black folks don't look alike, okay?
All white people don't like tartar sauce, just most of us.
I look like Ruben, okay? You look totally different.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Calm down. This is going to make me look so freaking bad.
Oh, my God, your black meter has, like, went down a notch.
I know.
No.
Please tell me I'm still honorary. Come on, I need this.
You're still honorary, but I think... But yeah,
last week I've been able to play basketball. It's been huge.
Yeah. You're on probation. One more in your
I hate you, Ruben. Sid, tell us your China file story.
Oh my gosh. So I go teach on the weekends in a city called Yixing. It's like 2 hours away. Me and my friend Nabila work at the same place. So we were walking home from work, and it was like 9 o'clock. And this fruit vendor, he was standing by his little cart. And he saw us coming, and then he was just, like, staring at my friend Nabila. And I was like, why is he staring at you? So when we got closer to him, he was touching his... He was touching...
No!
Yeah, he
no.
was
You
like,
are lying!
Yes, no he was feeling himself, like... And but he was, like, totally watching her. And then so
oh
she was
God.
Like... And at the time, I had, like, a water bottle, right? And I was drinking, and, like, I got past him, and I saw him touching himself, and I was like... Like, for a split second, I had to catch myself because I was going to splash him with the water bottle.
You should have.
And I was like, no, because I want to get deported. Not yet. I'll say that for next week. But but she was like, did you just see what I saw? I was like, yeah. She was like, did that just happen? I was like, yeah, he fucking touched his shit and was watching you. Like, he was totally feeling himself. Like, grabbed his whole package. And I was just like...
Was there movement of the package?
Yeah,
there's no excuse.
He touched it through his pants. I'm like, you fucking pervert. I was like... I was like... I just shook my head. I was like, well, I guess they all can hope. I mean...
But no, that's just... Oh, man.
Yeah,
I couldn't even imagine like what would happen if that happened with me and somebody else.
I mean... It wasn't like, you know.
I mean, if they did to me, I feel flattered, but.
But, like, I know, like, you know, like, as a guy, like,
I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Here's some moisturizer.
Some lotion.
No, but, like, as a guy, sometimes, like, you need to, like, well, as a guy, like, sometimes you, like, need to shift yourself, but not, like, it wasn't a shift, because I'm a guy, so I know. Mm-hmm. It, like, he was fucking touching himself.
Did she expect you to defend her, though?
No.
Shouldn't you defended her honor?
She's from Queens. She has enough defending for all of us in this fucking room.
Okay.
She's from Queens, so...
I would have knocked him out. Like, that's...
No,
whoa.
She can handle herself. But it was fucking crazy, though. It was disgusting.
So he was playing with his fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? And then like he's gonna sell the fruit to someone else as well.
Oh, he's just so sick. Up.
That is gross.
I just started laughing. I was like, but look, for real, like, I had to catch myself from throwing the water in his face because I was gonna do it.
Should have done it.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But all right.
On to Ruben.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I need to say something nice just to
warm this down.
No. No, because no. Seriously, I'll tell you one thing though. Like I've been to a couple of countries and I have never seen like people like this friendly. You know, and it's not just me. I've talked to a couple of people. They told me similar stories, but I've had people go out of their way to just help me out. Yeah. You know, like one of the first things that happens when I first came to China in Chengzhou, wanted to go to the train station to buy tickets, but we didn't even know where the train station was. And then we got lost. And then we suddenly just asked somebody, okay, can you help us? We need to go to the train station. How do we go there? And the guy was like, oh, you can come with me. I was like, okay. So
how trusting.
And then he touched himself. And sold us some fruit. It was great.
Then you woke up with no kidney.
Oh, that's what this scar is. So, like,
you guys want some fruit?
It has happened to me.
Yeah, was there a white van involved?
No,
Ruben, did he touch you?
Well, how do I put this?
Okay, let's get a porcelain doll out, freaks him, right, and then you point on it where he touched you, all right?
Where?
It's 2-for-1.
You guys are like really twisted. Like, I started off like, these guys are so friendly, and now it's all like, really? They're so friendly, these people are?
Ruben,
and I'm sure
you.
If any perverts are going to listen to this podcast, they're like, shit, I'm going to China right now.
Yeah. You know? Oh, like, they will love it here.
I know,
well,
right?
Okay,
no,
so.
What I was going to say was that, like, you know, even in shopping malls, people are always like, oh, here, I'll take you there, and they'll show me, like, not just show me, but take me to the store where I need to go.
Yeah.
But this guy even, like, took me, he was like, oh, it was just me and my friend, so it was two of us, you know, and we got into the car, and he even drove us to the train station.
All
That's
the pretty way. Nice, man.
Yeah.
Did he make you pay? It was free?
No, it was free, and he even told us, like, oh, you need to pay there, you know, like,
yeah.
I was so shocked. Same thing happened this weekend. You know, I needed to go to the bar to watch the World Cup games, right?
You needed to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because yeah. I mean, like, I'm just going to stay in my house, do nothing. Like, it's no fun when you have a lot of people, right? So, but you know how it is? It was already 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, hell to get a taxi.
Yeah, there's no way you're getting a taxi, but I did try. I went to the guards, and the guards told me, sorry, we can't find a taxi. But they were like, oh, wait a second. We can talk to one of these guys for you, because apparently the students were about to leave. You know?
Yeah.
So then they were like, oh, hey, can you help this Lawai? I think that's what they said, right? And and the guy was like, yeah, where is he going? I said, downtown. I even told him, Ijen Lu, the Bar Street. And they was like, oh, yeah, I can take him there.
And he took you.
Yeah, he took me. And in fact, it was like, he lives somewhere in the city, but not like really in the city, but a little bit outside the city. So I was like, okay, I'm going to drop off my daughter at home. And then from there, I'll take you to the bus.
Yeah, that's nice.
And not only that, like, when we got to the house, like, it's at the edge of the city. So I could have taken a taxi from their house to the bus street. Mm. And it's still not that far. It's very cheap. But the guy was like, no, it's okay. I'll take you to the bus street now. You know, like, a lot of these things always happen. Yeah.
But he was like, I've never seen someone like this before. I'm going
to
do what I can.
I'm latch on. No, there is heaps of stories. I mean, me and Sim would have a million stories about, like, when people have helped you. They are really super friendly.
Right.
There is also some really funny stuff.
There's some crazy stuff,
and
yeah.
I think that you might have a funny one.
Oh, yeah. So okay. Mine is about T-shirts I've seen recently. T-shirts have been the thing.
Yes, I've seen some too. Crazy.
So there's this little vendor that's down the street from us, and she's making food, like, 24/7, man. She's working hard. All the time I see her there, day or night, she's there. I think she's even sleeps in her shop and then wakes up and cooks and stuff, man. She's a trooper. And she's cooking. And one day, we roll past and she's wearing a shirt that says, why am I still here? And I saw that. And I didn't have my phone. And I was like, I want to take a photo of this so bad. So that was my first one.
Did you ask her?
No, she wouldn't know. Then another, the other week, Steph was looking at this, like, T-shirt vendor. She's selling all these T-shirts and stuff.
Right.
And Steph was looking at this one that she thought was pretty cute. And then this woman comes out who's like, works there. And she goes, no, you want this one. You want this one. Picks up this shirt, and just in big print on it, it says, Monday, you bastard. Like, huge print across the shirt,
nice.
Which I thought was great. But
I do like that.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
It brings me to the best one I have seen, and it happened today, and that's why I brought it up today, because I was riding my bike home. I have like an e-bike, which is like a motorized push bike. It's excellent. And I was driving around, and I almost crashed this thing because I saw this woman, white shirt, right? And then in big block, black writing,
right.
It just says, fucking bitch.
Are you
on her shirt.
Wow. Yes.
She has no idea what that means.
No, idiot. No, they truly don't know. And similar happened to me. Well, in Beijing, I was in Beijing, and some girl had twerk, twerk, twerk on her shirt. So me and my other friend, Jessica, went up to her because we were kind of, you know, tipsy. And right. We wanted to explain to her.
Right.
And she was with her boyfriend. And we were like, oh, like, do you know what your shirt means? She was like, no, because she's like broken English. So we didn't know how to say twerk in Chinese.
It, right.
So we both showed her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Her face turned red as an apple. Her boyfriend was dying in laughter, laughing at her. She was right. Like, so embarrassed to wear the shirt. I was like, well, bitch, you should look it up.
Like, I should have stopped that woman and said, do you know what fucking bitch means?
Yeah.
Just yeah. Explain it to her.
Another one that's really hilarious right now, it's, yeah, in China it makes sense. You know, they have the whole I love SH Shanghai.
Yeah. The one for Beijing.
Beijing is
like,
BJ.
You people, like, you're killing me.
Yes,
I see so many people walking around with shirts that just says, I love BJ.
I love BJ.
I was like, if you go to America, please don't wear that. Like,
people be like, this fucking creep loves beats blowjobs.
I know.
But, I mean, he puts it on Front Street. Like, you're not hiding by anything.
Damn, I should have gone for my brother. But fuck yeah. And not tell him what it meant. I'll wear this.
I think he would have guessed.
Yeah, he would have guessed.
Like, what's a BJ? I think he knows. All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you very much.
Oh, like, yeah, thank you
for being part of the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good stories.
Fun. It was pretty fun having some more color in the room. I was, you know, starting to get lonely.
Oh, come on.
I mean...
Just because Kate is as white as rice on a paper plate in a snowstorm doesn't mean that she... Yeah, she's trying to get a tan. She's got freckles. They're bringing some color to the room.
Actually,
I got a tan.
I won't, keep Kate out of the loop because she's been learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that she might be honorary black as well.
She is.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
on the bus over here.
Yeah, she turned
she
up.
She turns down for what now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
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 And that note, we leave it. We have a sign-off every time we finish.
Every time.
Sim and I are both infatuated with a place in Australia. It's Darwin. You know my partner, Steph. She's from Darwin. I lived in Darwin for a little while, and this place is crazy. If you ever want to party, go to Darwin. Like, we should be sponsored by the Darwin Tourism Board.
Okay.
We should.
All three people and four flies.
Right. Yes, please.
Because it's... crazy.
I need
up
those
there.
Free flights, Darwin.
Yeah. Okay. So this is how we finish the show every single week. Once again, Ruben, thanks heaps for being part of it. Tim?
Ready?
No, well, it's your turn. You started this show, you finish it.
All right. So go Darwin or go home.
All right.
I will smack your face off of your face.